This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! That's the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65. What a buzzer beater!
The fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkin's Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnowney fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good!
tough play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rucci.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow. Oh, we may have a game every bit as exciting as that one. We've got the D3 girls regional semifinals here at the Schottenstein Center at Ohio State coming up momentarily. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. More basketball just around the corner. Elyria Catholic shooting to our left. Versailles to our right. The Tigers 27-1 on the year. Elyria Catholic 22-5. These two clubs with one very common opponent, that being Minster. Elyria Catholic beat Minster at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country by 3 points, 44-41. Wasn't the opponent that Minster originally was to play. Weather had a lot to do with that. Versailles, of course, defeated Minster for the MAC championship midseason by 7 points at Versailles, 46-39. This game, somewhat like game one, Chuck, is a battle of size, only in this contest, this D3 girls state semifinal, some tall timber out on the floor for both programs. Versailles, of course, we know all about. Elyria Catholic has got 6 feet, 6 feet, and 6 feet some more.
Woo. Yeah, they go 6'2", 6'1", 6'1". That's pretty impressive. On the other side, we got 6'2", 6'2". There's another 6'2", which is a sophomore, doesn't play much. But good length by both of these teams. I think Elyria Catholic got a little more, a little more bulk on their girls on the inside. But I think that Versailles has got more quickness, probably a little more finesse. So we're going to see which one wins out.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Versailles, to some degree, needs to follow Minster's first game script and try to wear Elyria Catholic out and run them up and down the floor. And that's where Cammy and Caitlin McElhaney come into play.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two are going to be key tonight. Cammy McElhaney is going to be the best guard on the floor, and I have not seen Elyria play, but I still promise you she will be. She needs to have a good shooting night. But what I like about her is if her shot's not dropping, then drop her head. Doesn't quit playing.
Right.
She finds other things to do. She plays great defense. She finds people open, and then she will continue to take that open shot because she knows that sooner or later she's going to make them because she's a great shooter. And then Caitlin McElhaney had a tremendous region, and let's hope she keeps that on a roll here in the state semis.
This Elyria Catholic team features a young lady who I think, if these statistics are correct, Chuck, has made 55 three-pointers on the year.
Well, I think is that Faith Williams you're looking at?
Yeah.
Watching her warm up out here. She stood out there for about 20 minutes, and I bet you she didn't miss three. That's all she shot was threes. She didn't miss three of them. They need to check her birth certificate, though, because she's got gray hair, so I think we need to check and make sure she's not some kind of a ringer. But
according to her stat line for the year, she shoots about 2.5 times the number of threes as she does short-range two balls.
Right. That doesn't surprise me. I'm watching her out here, and she's got a real nice stroke. She gets it in the basket. She's got a real good form on her shot.
Yeah, I just saw one that was online all the way. That one missed. And that's where Cammy and Caitlin McElhaney are going to come into play. Not only do those two young ladies for Versailles need to score, run the show, control the basketball, but they've got to slow down and face guard this Faith Williams. She's only a 5'5 young lady, a junior, so you can get in front of her, maybe impede her eyesight just a little bit, but you got to play her like glue, sticky.
Yeah, just watching her out there. I haven't seen them play this year, obviously, but She can sure put it up, and she's got pretty good range.
The schedule for Elyria Catholic, a little more potent than Waterford's was. Waterford, the opponent for Minster in our D4 girls state semifinal, played earlier, won by Minster by a score of 46-31, which, by the way, will meet Ottoville in the girls Division 4 state championship on Saturday morning at 10:45. But Elyria has competed against some strong schools. They played some Division 2 opponents throughout the entire campaign. 22-5 for Elyria Catholic. Very legit, unlike Waterford's 26-1 in our first webcast.
This is going to be a good game. I mean, Versailles is a really, really good basketball team. They're number one for a reason. Not too many holes that you can find in their game. This is going to be a challenge for them. This is going to be something they haven't faced since the regular season, because their tournament run was against teams that they just rolled over.
Danielle Winter, Lindsay Winter, Elizabeth Fording have got a formidable task ahead of them. They've got to be at their best on the backboards, blocking out, playing strong, not giving an inch against this taller Elyria Catholic team.
Well, I was going through last year, so I wasn't here last year, and I was looking at Elizabeth Ording had a heck of a tournament
for the
Tigers last year.
Yep.
That should give her a lot of confidence to go ahead, and she might as well do it again.
Free throw shooting, both teams somewhat comparable, right around the 66-65% mark. Of course, Cammie for Versailles shoots it at 81%. The Tigers have got a couple of really good three-point shooters, both Cammie and Caitlin at 44-43%. Faith Williams at 46.5% for Elyria Catholic. That's unbelievable, Chuck, when you stop and think about it. A girls Division III three-point shooter, just a few percentiles short of 50-50 behind the arc.
Well, yeah, I mean, that tells you that you need to guard her, because even without a defender, it's hard to shoot that percentage. So with somebody on her, they need to put a hand in her face and make it harder for her than she wants it to be.
But I come right back to this, Chuck. I think the key is pace. Versailles pushes it. They score 60 points a game. Elyria Catholic wins with 49.5 points a game.
Right.
They give up 37. Versailles gives up 33. The Tigers want to push this game out well into the 50s for sure.
Yeah, they need to score in the 50s, and they need to keep Elyria from scoring that many, and they got a good shot at winning the game.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including our anchors, which we'll highlight for you first. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. I'd like to remind you that we are also on the web thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Well, two starters for the Versailles Tigers, Cammie and Caitlin McEldowney, are daughters of Roger McEldowney, the Versailles High School principal. And Roger is very familiar with state tournament play. Of course, he's followed the Lady Tigers over the years. In fact, seven of the last 15 years, head coach Jackie Stonebreaker's team has gotten here to the state Final Four. Roger himself coached here in the state tournament back in 1995. He led the Jackson Center girls to the title in 1995. And I talked to Roger a few days ago about that state tournament trip. Tigers won it all. I jogged his memory. They beat Danville 36-35 and East Canton in overtime 77-68.
I do remember the first game against Danville in the semifinals was a very hard-fought game that came down to the last possession. And I remember Julie Regulaw running a play for her, and she was able to score with about 5 or 6 seconds left to put us up by one. And they took a timeout and got a last-second shot that we defended pretty well. And We ended up winning that game. So it, very hard-fought battle. And then, of course, the East Canton game went into overtime. We were down several times in that game by double figures, but our kids just kept fighting, and we ended up somehow tying it at the end of regulation. And then I think we wore them out in overtime because we impressed them the entire game and ended up winning pretty easily.
Wow, two close, tight victories, one-pointer, then an OT game. A Friday-Saturday weekend in Columbus or a Thursday-Saturday weekend in Columbus, always distractions for a state tournament team. But you had some unique ones back then in 1995. It was St. Patty's weekend.
Yeah, we didn't have cell phones or other distractions like they do now, but our distraction was we got in the bus ready to go to the game, and the bus wouldn't start. So we were really scrambling around trying to find alternate transportation so that we didn't miss our date at the St. John's Arena at that time. We had a heck of a time getting down there because it was St. Patrick's Day. There was all kinds of parades going on. So,
sure.
You know, I'll have to admit, when we finally got to St. John's, it was a big sigh of relief for me. And we could just focus on playing the game then.
Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of the Tigers probably has it down pat now. Seven trips to the Final Four in the last 15 years. What an accomplishment.
Yeah, I think she knows what she's doing. They know her name when they go to the meeting on Sunday over there. They know her really well, but she's had a great run here. She's had some really good players, and she's coached them up really well, and it's really been fun to watch over the years.
Tell me what it's like being the principal at Versailles and the father of two daughters on the team this year, Cammie and Caitlin.
Well, I try to set a good example and be the principal type at the games, but sometimes the coach in me comes out and I get a little bit fired up. But it's been great. We have great students here, and they're very supportive of all our athletic teams. And to see them get behind our girls' basketball team now, and they're going to be down there supporting them this weekend. But just to be a father of two girls that are playing is just a really neat experience, and I couldn't be prouder of our students and of my two daughters.
Talk about the whole family of daughters and their series of successes in sports at the high school level. In fact, you coached them way back at the sixth grade level, didn't you?
Yeah, I coached all my daughters when they were younger. But we have been really blessed here. You know, my oldest was able to win a state championship, their team in volleyball, and they were runners-up in, mm-hmm. in basketball. And then Cammie came in the next year, and they won the state, actually made it in volleyball as well. And then, you know, Caitlin's playing this year and has got to do the volleyball thing and win it with Cammie, and now they're back at the state in basketball as well. So we just feel very fortunate, very blessed to have been a part of it. And that's really what it's about, the experiences that the girls make and the friendships. So, yeah, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of all the girls and our coaching staff, and just feel fortunate to have been a part of it.
Roger McElhaney, principal of Versailles High School, two daughters on the team, Caitlin and Cammie. He loves high school basketball. He likes having two daughters because, Chuck, he says very, very rarely ever have both daughters played poorly on the same night. Usually one of the two plays pretty doggone well.
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen either one of them play very poorly in his tournament. So.
Right.
I don't think he has to worry about that tonight.
Versailles has steamrolled through the tourney. 19 straight wins for the Lady Tigers, including 70-27 and 59-32 triumphs over Williamsburg and Waynesville in the regional after a tight 53-48 win against Purcell Marion in the district championship. Meanwhile, Elyria Catholic won a three-overtime thriller in the regional semifinal beat a very strong Newton Falls team, 55-54 in three overtimes, and then knocked off undefeated Doylestown Chippewa, 46-36 in the regional championship to get here in this D3 girls state semifinal against Versailles. We've got the starting lineups. Opening tip, Versailles, Elyria Catholic, all coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, we've just experienced one of the most beautiful singings of the national anthem ever before. It was done by an Arcanum School District grade schooler. It was fantastic, amazing.
Scott Ward came over and said, it's Ellen Peters' goddaughter.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, Ellen starts for the Versailles Tigers. She will be introduced as a member of the opening five in just a few minutes. Again, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze, and to Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior. Plus the jewelry bar, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Don't forget, at Goffney Furniture, take advantage of the Beat the Tax Man sale. 5 years, no interest financing. 6 equal monthly payments. You can't beat it. What a deal. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. It's called the Beat the Tax Man Sale. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75, Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Outstanding savings, high quality, superb furniture. Great inventory of furniture in all the time at Goffney. You'll love it for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Now known as the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, utilize the support report sleep test system. It'll map out your body's pressure points and tell you the best fitting mattress in the store based on the support report sleep test system. Now new at Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney.
For the Lady Panthers.
Starting lineups will be introduced momentarily for both teams. Right now, non-starters are coming out onto the floor.
For the Tigers,
head coach for Elyria Catholic is Eric Rothgary, graduate of the Cleveland Marshall College of Law, 10 years at Elyria Catholic. It's a club that's won its Great Lakes Conference 4 years in succession. Plays some pretty stiff competition. When you look down through the schedule, you see the likes of Strongsville, which is a Division I program. Parma, Euclid, they're both very sizable. Rocky River, Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. Potent schedule played by Elyria Catholic. This team is extremely battle-tested, unlike Waterford, which lost to Minster in our first game, 46-31. Again, Minster is in the state championship game against Ottoville, which defeated Buckeye Central earlier today, 44-28. Minster, Ottoville, 10:45 tip. We're on the web at 10:30 with our scoresbroadcast.com webcast on Saturday morning.
That should be absolutely a great basketball game. If you got a chance and it's not too icy, come on over and see it, because you're going to have plenty of seats, and that's going to be a great basketball game.
Now, weather could be a little bit questionable on Saturday morning, maybe starting as early as late Friday night with some freezing precipitation. So if you don't make the trip, join us right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll have all the play-by-play in color for you. For sales, Tigers wearing the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Black tennies, orange socks. Elyria Catholic, forest green, black and white uniforms, wearing green from top to bottom. Black and white trim, white tennis shoes. Big crowd on hand here from Versailles across the way. In fact, the Tigers cheering section has outnumbered the Panthers group. Elyria Catholic is behind us to the right. We're looking straight across the floor, I should say, right at the Versailles bench. Opening five for both players being introduced in alternating fashion for Elyria Catholic. Allie Winnen, 6'1 sophomore. She starts in the post. She is a wide body. She's a post player deluxe. She's strong. She takes up space. And she is going to be formidable to handle. Versailles Tigers have their work cut out. Allie Winnen, 13 points a game, 10 rebounds. 6'1 sophomore. Danielle Winner for Versailles, 6'2 senior. 10.5 points a game, 8 rebounds. For Elyria Catholic, also in the front line, is Megan Scheibelhut, 8 points a game, 6'2 senior, another strong front line player. She'll go up against Elizabeth Ording for Versailles, 6 points a game, a 5'11 junior. Abby Winnen, the twin sister of Allie, is also in the opening five for the Panthers, 7 points a game, 7 rebounds. A 6'1" sophomore, Ellen Peters, starts, of course, for Versailles. She is a fine ball distributor, the defensive specialist, 5'8 senior, 3.5 points a game. Reagan Schill, 4 points a game, 5'6 junior, starting nod for Elyria Catholic. And then the final two guards for each team being introduced, Caitlin McElDowney and Cammy McElDowney for Versailles. Caitlin, a 5'3 soft, 6 points a game. 48% field goal shooter all told. 44% behind the arc. Faith Williams, 11 points a game for Leary Catholic. 55 made threes on the year, a 5'5 junior. And, of course, Cammie McElDowney, 81% foul shooter, 46% behind the arc, 14 points a game, 5'7 senior. And she's also dished out 120 assists on the year.
And on top of all that, she's a terrific kid. Always has a smile on her face. No matter how things are going out there, she's got a smile on her face. That's how you play the game.
Yep, sure does. The Versailles Tigers in their traditional broad circular huddle out on the floor at the top of the key before then progressing to head coach Jackie Stonebreaker across the way at the bench. Tell you what, Chuck, it's going to be very difficult to tell Allie Winnen and Abby Winnen apart.
The numbers on the front are kind of small. When they're turned around, it'll be easier to see, but you're right. Because they're twins.
Yeah, should be tough to tell. Yeah. Should be tough to decipher. Opening tip to start the game, won by Versailles. Cammie McElDowney to Caitlin. Line drive, triple, left flank. In and out, no good. Rebound punched up there by Ording. Taken off the glass by Illyria. Here is Schill down the floor to Faith Williams. Illyria Catholic moves from right to left. Versailles left to right on your phone or computer screen. Here's a deflected pass by the Tigers and a steal. Peters down the floor for Versailles. Right in front, seven-footer. Hit the back rim, no good. Rebound, Danielle Winter. It rolled off. And the Panthers got the board. The Tigers have missed some easy ones.
Two easy cracks that time down the floor. Both of them hit the back of the rim. That's just a little bit of nerves, I think.
Williams, 35 feet away for Illyria. Gives it up on the arc to Scheibelhut. Three-point shooter straight away. My goodness, the 6'1 sophomore, Abby Winnen, drained it. She was straddling the arc. Give her just two. On a weave, it's Cammie McElDowney. Right side pass to Peters. She looks inside for Danielle Winter, can't find her. On the arc to Cammie. Left side, it goes to Peters, back to Cammie. Straight away, Peters. She jacks up a three, off to the right, didn't hit the rim. Rebound, Allie Winnen for Illyria Catholic. Down the floor to Williams. She gets a screen, 20 feet away from Abby Winnen. Now Williams retreats. She's trying to spread the floor, open it up. Guarded by Cammie McElDowney, way outside near the timeline. Now Reagan Schill, 30 feet away, gets a screen from Allie Winnen. We played nearly 2 minutes, 2-0 in favor of Illyria Catholic. Williams trying to draw a foul on Caitlin McElDowney. Fends her off. Ball thrown to the post. There was a walk, no call by Abby Winnen. Then she delivers right back to Faith Williams on the arc. Faith, little pick and roll with Allie. Allie Winnen jumps and shoots from 16. No good off the back rim. Rebound deflected away to Versailles. 5:46 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Illyria. Left side pass, Caitlin McElDowney. Reverses it cross-court to Cammie. Wants to go pick and roll with Danielle Winter, not available. Good defense for the Panthers. Here's Caitlin, here's Cammie. Push off in the paint area against who? I think Illyria. Scheibelhut picks it up, I believe.
Wow, that I thought it was an illegal screen. Versailles will take it.
5.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. 2-0 Illyria Catholic. Versailles with several shots, two in close. Neither one would drop. Here's Peters knifing her way below the foul line, and she buries a 14-footer. Ellen Peters ties this game up at two. We're near the five-minute mark, first quarter. Up over the timeline, Williams throws left side to Allie Winnen. High post to Abby, dumps it off left corner to Schill. Cammie all over her, and Schill is on the boundary right in front of us, and it's a turnover to Versailles.
I think that was the correct call, but also there was a Winnen has a tendency to travel when she catches the ball.
I sure does.
Not called that time. No, I don't know which Winnen it is, but it's one of them.
It's occurred twice. It's been overlooked. Here's Peters, 30 feet away for Versailles. Game tied at 2, 4:48 to go first quarter. Deep right corner, Caitlin McElDowney shoots it cross court to Cammie. Now Peters, 25 feet away. Tigers having a difficult time getting it down inside. There's Ording foul line. Back to Cammy straight on. Here's a cross-court pass to Peters. She's overlooked. She caught it, drives, hacked on the play, and she's awarded two free throws. No pun intended, excuse me, Chuck, no pun intended for Sales with a tall order trying to work the ball inside against this Elyria Catholic team that features three players, 6'1 and taller.
Right, yeah, I tell you what, I think maybe the Shelbohot might be the biggest of the three.
Yeah, Megan Shelbohot is a 6'2 senior, and she and Allie Winnen and Abby Winnen, who are 6'1, man the front line. Both free throws, no good by Peters of Versailles. She didn't connect on either one, and the Panthers got the rebound. Down the floor comes Schill, drives into the lane, all the way down the pike. Shot blocked on the play by Lindsay Winter. It's ruled a foul. Well, it looked clean from here.
Lindsay didn't complain.
Two free throws for Schill of Elyria. Game tied at 2, 4:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Free throw by Schill of the Panthers. Swish. 3-2 Elyria. Well, if this game stays down in the 30s or even low 40s, advantage Elyria Catholic. Second shot, lip the iron. Rebound for Sales, clawed away by Elyria. And digging it out of the stack is Peters. Flipped it off to Cammy McElhoney. And Cammy splits the Elyria defense and missed a shovel shot in the lane. That was an easy scooper. It wouldn't go down. It danced off the iron. Panthers yet another board after Versailles misfires in close. Here's a three-point shot by Schill. Short, no good. Got the delivery out of the arc from Williams. Rebounding foul over the back against the Panthers.
She didn't like the call. And originally she got the ball, but then she reached again. She was over the back.
Yep. Substitution for Versailles, Haley McElhoney, who's the daughter of the principal's brother, who is Scott McElhoney.
Good thing they have kids that would have enough for a team.
3:40 left to go, first quarter. 3-2, Elyria Catholic by a point. Far left side, it is Caitlin, goes below the rim. Dishes to Haley in the right corner. Foul line, Danielle Winter. Tries to lob it low to Lindsay. It's spiked out of bounds by Elyria.
You can't hold the ball over your head, telegraph where you're going to throw it, and then throw the pass.
Oh, this size displayed by Elyria Catholic is unique. It's unbelievable. Towering. Here's Caitlin looping a pass deep right corner. Cammy whipped it into Danielle. Left-handed hook.
Wow.
It's good.
Nice.
She banked it home. Beautiful shot by Danielle Winter. 4-3 Versailles. Here comes Faith Williams over the timeline for the Panthers. Gives it up to Allie Winnen, 30 feet away. Hand off to Megan Scheibelhut, who dropped it, got it back. Elyria on the arc. Ball thrown baseline right to Allie. Allie overshoots a five-footer. Weak side rebound, Elyria, and a foul against Versailles. Going up strong was Julia Allegretto, a 5'4 sophomore who sneaked in there to get the offensive board, and then she was belted. A couple shots at the stripe for her, and she'll try to give Elyria the lead back. She flexes the knees and swishes it to tie this game up at 4. Elizabeth Ording gives Danielle Winter a blow for the Tigers. Second shot in the air, way short. Long rebound, though, collected by Allie Winnen. On the arc to Faith Williams. Faith has got it 30 feet away. Thought about shooting. A little too far out even for her. Caitlin McElhoney guarding Williams. High post, Allie Winnen, Abby Winnen. Broken up by Versailles, stolen. Tigers zip out of there with it. And then Elyria fouls, trailing the play. It's common. Very low scoring first quarter, 2:38 to go. It's 4-4. Caitlin McElhoney, Haley McElhoney on the floor for Versailles. On the front line, it's Elizabeth Ording, Lindsay Winter in, 6'2 sophomore for the Tigers. Here's Cammy McElhoney, far right side. Deep right corner, Ording back to Cammie. Slings it to Haley straight away. Cross court, Cammie. She jacks up the long triple, wide left. Good rebound in the lane by Haley. Tried to pass it on the arc. Punched away by Illyria and stolen. Here come the Panthers. Faith Williams on the dribble. Reach-in foul against Caitlin McElden. It could have been called a high dribble.
She palmed it before she got fouled. She got away with one.
We are still tied up at 4. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left to go first quarter. And, Chuck, this is going to be what I call a grinder.
Oh, no doubt about it.
All the way to the finish. It's going to be a grind-em-out type of game. Good shots at a premium. Here's Williams dribbling behind the back in the lane. Hand off to Schill. And riding her a little bit is Caitlin McElnatty, who picks up the personal.
That is the third team or fourth? Fourth team.
Team foul 4 on Versailles. And coming back on the court immediately, Haley for Caitlin.
Tigers foul 14, Caitlin McElnatty, her second.
That's 2 on her, and she'll sit probably for several minutes at least. Abby Winnen, 6'1 sophomore, has the ball 30 feet out, hands off to Schill. One of the two guards for Illyria. Tries to enter it into the post, and she bounced it wide of Allie Winnen. It went awry out of bounds below the basket. Here come the Tigers. Boy, I tell you what, Chuck, an offensive spurt by one team or the other will be huge in this game.
Whiz.
Errant pass by Versailles, picked off by Williams. Williams on a journey down the floor, overshot the left-hand driving layup. Rebound Tigers, who pitch it in play right to a green shirt. Williams hoists up the 3. Short, no good. That was a 28-footer by Illyria. The outstanding 3-point shooter, Williams, missed it. Versailles got the rebound. On the arc, 3-point shot, Tigers. Danielle Kunk, who's checked in. It's short off the iron. Danielle, a 5'7 soft, and Illyria tracks down the board with 1 minute to go in the first quarter, tied at 4. Here's a running shot by Williams. Look out. She made it. Woo! Athletic indeed. 5'5 junior guard Faith Williams going to her left. Flicked it up with the right hand and banked it in from 10 feet away. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cut to Cammie McElnatty. Left side to Haley. Cross court to Kunk. She sizes up a 3. It curves off to the left. Hits nothing. Rebound down to Illyria. They'll play for 1. 23 seconds to go. First quarter. 6-4 Panthers. Outside the arc on the left, it's Williams. Williams on the bounce against Cammie. Fakes left, goes right. In the lane. Shoots a runner with the right hand and makes another one. Soft shot trickled in. 9 seconds to go. First quarter. Cammie McElnatty on top. Dribble drive in the paint, bounces to Ording, a reach-in foul against Illyria with 3.7 left in the first. It's 8-4 Illyria, and Faith Williams, who's the three-point marksman for this team, has been dynamite entering the lane and shooting.
Well, if you step out on her, it's too strong, and you don't close out, she's going to go around you. She's shown that. Versailles has not had good starts to any of the tournament games, even the ones they ran people out on.
Yeah, very well said. Ball inbound, a deep left corner. Goes on the play to Peters. Right back to Cammie. Long, high-arching 3. It beats the buzzer. Count it. Cammie McElnatty, a triple to end the first quarter for the Tigers from the extreme corner of the floor. Illyria 8, Versailles 7. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime anchor underwriting sponsor here on Scores. We really appreciate the participation by Wilson Health, which offers certified athletic trainers. They're on staff, outstanding orthopedic care, a continuum of care with Wilson Health's physical therapy and occupational therapy units, continuing ed certification classes for coaches, plus the immediate post-concussion assessment and cognitive testing program. Over 80 years of trusted care in our community. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548. WilsonHealth.org. Caring without limits. 8-7 after one. Opening second quarter. Big three-point field goal by Cammy McElgowney, Chuck, to close out the initial stanza.
Yep, and then nice start with the turnover. So they got the ball back, got a chance to take the lead.
Nice steal by the Tigers, who enter the ball into the post. It's Danielle Winter. She's doubled, squares up, and hits an eight-footer. Nice job by Danielle. She felt pressure. Then eventually, that pressure softened. She took advantage and drained the short shot.
No place to throw it, so you might as well make a basket.
9-8 Tigers. Here's Schill, 30 feet away for Elyria. Right side pass to Faith Williams. Versailles has a decided edge on the bench. Tigers will play more players and keep people fresher longer. Versailles defending 30 feet away. It is Daniel Winter guarding the post player, who makes a running left-hander for Elyria Catholic. Well done on the play by Allie Winnen. Boy, she's a tough customer. Both the Winnens very strong. They're tough to box out. And you can even foul them and not deter the shot. They're that formidable. High post, Daniel Winter dumps it down into Lindsay. On the arc to Kunk, who hoists up a three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Daniel Winter missed it. Peters follows, no. It's volleyballed around. Save by Daniel Winter. No, it's Lindsay who's got it. Hooks it to Kunk. Into Danielle. Low in the right to Cammy. Four-footer. Got it.
Man, they kept that alive for about 15 seconds.
11-10 Tigers. Boy, we got a good game grooming right here. Faith Williams 35 feet away for Elyria. Picked up by Kunk. Third different player to guard her. Oh, she's spun around by Versailles defense. Double team. Stolen. Here's Cammy McElnatty hustling down the floor. Into the lane, below the foul stripe, running left hander.
Wow.
Yes!
Wow.
What a play! Woo!
Wow!
Heck of a play by Cammy McElnatty.
If I hadn't seen her do that about 20 times through her career, I would have thought that was luck.
13-10 Tigers. 30 feet out with the ball for Elyria. It's Schill, picked up by Cammy. Straight away, it goes to Abby Winnen. Down inside to Scheibelhut, little five-footer in traffic, rolled off the iron. Versailles got the rebound. Quickly, Peters to Cammy. Tigers want to push it. Into Lindsay Winter, turnaround 12-footer. Bingo! Tigers are rolling. Elyria needs a timeout. They don't get it right here. It's 15-10 Versailles. Over the timeline, Faith Williams. Veers off to the right. Eric Rothgary, head coach for Elyria. Didn't get the break right there. Thought maybe he should have. Nice run by Versailles. Six straight points in a minute. Here's Williams. They spread the floor. Foul line. Left-hander. 13-footer. Hit the rim. Flared off into the hands of Lindsay Winter, who is wrestled to the floor and fouled.
I think that's going to be two on Scheibelhut.
You're right. You're right, Chuck. Megan Scheibelhut's got a couple. substitutions both ways. Kelsey Custom Border on the floor now for the Versailles Tigers. Caitlin McElDowney back in. Kelsey, a 5'10 junior. Caitlin, a 5'3 sophomore starter. Top of the circle, Ellen Peters on the weave. Tigers up 5, 15-10. 3.5 gone here in the second quarter. And away from the dribble, moving screen set by the white shirts for Sales. Daniel Winter has got one, 5 on the team. Elyria up over the timeline with the basketball.
That's the danger of the weave. That gets called quite often.
Here's Schill rolling into the top of the circle. Throws foul line on the play to Allie Winnen. Fadeaway 17-footer way shy of the mark. Rebound deflects off the rim into the hands of Peters for Versailles. They push it to Ording. Baseline right. She's drilled. Coming down on her shoulder is the defender for Elyria Catholic, Allie Winnen. And Elizabeth Ording's got two at the stripe.
Well, I'll tell you what. She did get the ball to start, and then she came off the ball and fouled her about 6 feet down her body.
Free throws, Elizabeth Ording. Very good shot maker at the stripe, but she's short here. She's above 70% of the season. Boy, Chuck, you get the feeling the Tigers are itching to run the ball up and down the floor as much as possible.
Well, they want to because when they get into a half court, now they're battling the height.
Right.
If they beat them back defensively, they're getting easier shots.
Ording shoots this one up, and it rims out to the right. She missed them both.
0 for 4 from the line now are the Tigers.
We're stuck at 15-10. Versailles leads with 5. 3:58 to go first half. Here is Scheibel at baseline left. Ran Danielle Winter all the way to the rack. Rolled it around the rim and out. Foul, though, on Danielle, I think. If so, that's number 2. Scheibel at the stripe with a pair for Elyria Catholic. No, Elizabeth Ording is nailed on it. Two shots, Scheibel, Hutt, Elyria Catholic. First one on the way, right through the bottom of the well. 15-11, Versailles up before. It was 8-7, Elyria Catholic after one. And then Versailles scored 8 of the next 10 points. Both free throws, Scheibel, Hutt, right on the mark. And Elyria Catholic gets a timeout. 3:53 to go. Here in the second quarter, Versailles 15, Elyria Catholic 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team. Or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance, longtime underwriting sponsor, one of our founding partners. Barker, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, to name a few, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Tell the Barker clan that you heard all about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final half of the second quarter. Here's Cammie McElDowney with the ball for the Tigers. She turned the corner, then was met by one of the Winnens, baseline right, veered back out, gave it off to Custom Border, back to Cammie. Cammie, 30 feet away on the left. Pounding it on the floor, 3:20 left, second quarter, 15-12, Tigers up 3. Here's Custom Border, 20 feet away. Inside the arc, Dumps it off to McIldowney. Baseline left. Oh, a nice pick and roll with Ording. Wow. She lays it through. Assist McIldowney. Play concluded by Ording in close.
So she averages six a game.
17-12. Versailles back up five. Here's Faith Williams stepping back, shooting the three. It lipped the iron. No good. It was dead center. Wouldn't stay in. McIldowney with the rebound. Long pass wow. down the floor. Danielle Winner out in front. The Tigers are getting it out and going down the court.
Well, when your bigs run the floor, good things happen. Nice catch and nice layup.
7-point lead Versailles. Here's Schill. High left. Gets a screen on the play from Allie Winnett. Dumps it down right corner to Schill. That is Scheibelhut. Open. Foul line extended left. 17-footer missed. Rebound bobbled away out of bounds off the Tigers. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles trailed at 1 point in the first quarter of play by as many as 4 points, I believe. Versailles now up by 7, 19-12. Here is a reach-in foul against the Tigers, Cammie McIldowney, who tried to swipe it away from Schill, and Cammie's got two, I think.
I think that's her second.
Tigers foul, number 10, Cammie McIldowney, her first.
First, ooh, okay.
Foul number seven.
I get all the McIldowneys confused.
It's the 1-1, though, that his team foul number 7 on Versailles, and Reagan Schill toes the stripe.
1-1.
Clock stops, 2:27 to go here in quarter number 2. Schill eyes the rim, missed it strong. Look at that offensive rebound. Stuck in on the play by Allie Winnen. Allie Winnen at 6'2", broad-shouldered. Got the board that hung on the rim an extra second. She speared it and dropped it home. 19-14, Versailles up 5. 2:07 left here in the second quarter. Here's Lindsay Winner, 25 feet away. Goes to McIldowney. Boy, the Winnens and the Winners of Ording having quite a duel. Here's a drive through the top of the circle by Cammie. Stuck out the elbow. Offensive foul. That's number 2.
Well, there's 2 minutes to go in the half. Cammie's going to sit for a little bit. They cannot afford her to get a third one.
In the game, Danielle Kunk for Versailles.
Oh, she didn't dig her out.
No, Cammie's still in. Another player went out. Here's a drive down the floor by Illyria Catholic. Nobody caught up with the player. Super effort by the performer in off the bench. Who was that, Chuck?
That was Julia Allegretto.
Allegretto, who played spot duty in the first quarter, caught a football-like pass and made a fine driving layup. Here's Peters, baseline left for Versailles, short on the jumper, long rebound. Lindsay Winner,
wow,
lets it fly. Look out, Lindsay Winner.
At 6'2".
Woo, 6 feet, 2 inches tall. She just threw a bomb in from 25 feet. Lindsay Winner, great range. Big basket right there. Tigers have been up by only 3, now at 6. Countering in the lane, Abby Winnen, little 5-footer, good for Illyria Catholic. Nice little dish off by Schill, who got inside the teeth of the Tigers' defense. Neat assist. 56 seconds to go, first half. Tigers up 4, 22-18. Kunk on the arc, uses a screen from Cammie, bounces baseline left to Ording. She bobbled, got it back. Here's Peters with a 3-try. Short, long rebound kicks to Schill. Poked away, stolen by Cammie McIldowney of Versailles. Little stop-and-go move, 18-footer, around the rim and out, no good. Nice rebound, Lindsay Winner. On the arc to Peters, half minute to go in the first half. 22-18 Versailles. Long throw, right side of the floor to Cammie. She's bumped on the play of a show.
That should be free throws. I think that's their 7th or 8th.
And Cammie McIldowney, 81% at the line this year, goes to the stripe. I like what head coach Jackie Stonebreaker did. Good players, Chuck, can play with 2 fouls at the end of a half and not pick up a third.
Well, they can, but it's still scary.
Uh-oh, free throw by Cammie, no good. Great rebound, though, on the play by Danielle Winner. She caught it low on the left, tried to shoot a left-hand hook shot, was bodied, and she'll go right back to the stripe with two.
Well, they are 0-for-5, including the front end of the 1-and-1.
That is a total of 6 missed opportunities for Versailles at the stripe, left on the floor. Make it 7.
That's a two-shot foul.
Danielle Winter's free throw way shy of the mark. She stiff-armed it. And she gets the second of 2 right here. You take Cammy McElDowney out of the equation, and Versailles shoots free throws at less than 60%.
That barely caught the front of the rim.
Here's Danielle Winter shooting number 2. Same trajectory, offline, no good. Rebound, Elyria. 18 seconds left. Tigers up 4, late second period. Faith Williams backs it out for the Panthers. Guarded 30 feet away by Peters. Here's Faith Williams into the lane. Off-balance shot. Little too much length on it. Rebound Tigers over the back on Elyria with 7.6 to go. And Versailles toes the stripe again. And the home team, dressed in white's got to cash in. That's a double bonus situation now. 2 of them for Danielle Winter. These are big.
Well, they could have said they could be kind of comfortable right here at halftime if they made half of them.
Yep. Danielle Winter eyes the basket and swishes it. Tigers lead it 23-18.
Can't rest because there's 7 seconds. That gives them a chance to get back down the floor on a miss or a make.
You know Faith Williams will control the ball here for Elyria. Shot by Danielle Winter. Good again. 24-18 in favor of the Tigers. Versailles pressing in backcourt, making it tough on Elyria. It goes to Williams. She catches it 90 feet away. She's at midcourt with 4 to go. Nearly bumped on the play by Peters, who does jar her and picks up the personal. And it is a 1-and-1 situation for Elyria. Man. Catholic with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. That was a needless personal foul.
That was a huge mistake right there. Had the momentum, got the 6-point lead, had turned her enough. She was going to have to throw something up from about 30 feet.
Yeah, she had no chance to.
If she made a 30-footer, then she deserved the 3 points, but now she's going to get 2 free ones.
Yeah, she would have had a hard time making it. I don't even know if she could have gotten it off. Now she's got 2 free throws, or I should say the 1-and-1, and she earns the bonus. Faith Williams pops it home. It's 24-19, 5-point lead in favor of Versailles. 1.5 to go. You got to box out here if you're the Tigers. Second shot by Williams, strong. Rebound deflected 40 feet away. It's at side court, and the horn sounds. End of the first half. Good second quarter by Versailles. Tigers put up 17 on the board. Versailles was down early 8-4, got the 3 at the end of the first quarter from Cammy McElDowney to make it 8-7, and then a 17-point blitz by Versailles in that second period. So at 8-4, Versailles outscored Elyria Catholic to the tune of 20-11 over the last 8 minutes and a few seconds of that first half. Up next, our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. We'll talk for just a moment about Brookins in Fort Loramie, then take a break and return with stats from Chuck. Oh, boy, I tell you what, Brookins has got outstanding food. Carl Arns runs the show now at Brookins. He's tweaked that late-night menu for you just a little bit. Adele and Joyce Barhorse turned in 12 phenomenal years at Brookins. A super service provided by them. Now it's Carl's turn. Congrats to him. Carl Arns at Brookins. The menu has been modified ever so slightly. The food is always terrific. Specialty sandwiches, pizza, the pork chop special, roasted chicken. Brookins in Fort Loramie. You like Brookins burgers too. Brookins is the ideal spot to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers set the pace of this game in that second quarter and now lead by 5, 24-19. Chuck?
Here come my stats. Thank you. Okay, let's take a look at it. Elyria was 7 of 18 from the free throw, or from the floor. That's 38%. 0 for 3 shooting threes, 5 of 9 from the free throw line, 55%. Versailles was 10 of 24, 41%, 2 of 9 behind the arc, 2 of 9 from the free throw line. That's a little scary. Versailles has an 18 to 15 rebound advantage. They have an 8 to 5 offensive rebound advantage. I'm trying to keep our computer from being knocked off by a bag. 16 to 10 in the paint for Versailles. Individual, it's turnovers. They had Elyria had 7. Versailles only 4. That's pretty good for the first half. Individual scoring for Elyria. They had Faith Williams with 5. No threes. 4 from Abby Winter. 4 from Allie Winter. 3 from Julia Algoretto. 2 from Megan Scheibel. They need to change their names. And Reagan Schill hit a free throw. They scored 8 and 11, 19 for the first half. On the other side, Danielle Winter had 8. They got 7 from Cammie McEldowney, 5 from Lindsay Winter, 2 each from Ellen Peters and Elizabeth Ording. They scored 7 and 17, and they lead it 24-19 at the half.
To put this in a capsule, Chuck, the Tigers have got to run them. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, they need to run up and down the floor. Points off turnovers are even, 2 and 4. Second chance points for Sales 5. Elyria 3. Fast break, 2. Each one has a basket off fast break. Bench is for Sales 5 to 3, so all of that is even. Free throws.
Yep.
Versailles goes ahead and knocks down maybe 5 of 9, 6 of 9. They've got a little more comfortable lead here at the half.
Oh, yeah. It could be double digits if the free throws are going in for the Tigers. They're not. Now, that's been an Achilles heel off and on all year long. About the only hole in the Versailles game as we've seen it throughout the campaign in the tournament. But the Tigers, who did trail 8-4 with seconds left in the first quarter, they ramped it up, got going, pushed it up and down the court, lickety-split in that second period, and got some points in transition. And if nothing else, Chuck, the end will start to wear out Elyria Catholic a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, you look at Cammie McEldowney's line. She was 3 of 5. She had a rebound. She had 3 assists. Yep. She was terrific in the first half.
Yeah, missed free throws and some missed close-in shots early in the game, 3 or 4 from darn near point-blank range.
Yeah, their first two shots of the game were for three-footers, and they just overshot them. That's nerves. We saw it in the first game, and yep. I think the second half is going to be a well-played basketball game.
Those winning
girls are going to be tough to handle inside.
Winning and winner.
Yeah.
2 of them, each team.
Each team.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The winner of this game will advance on to a state championship contest at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon against the winner of the nightcap, the final Girls Division III state semi game here tonight at the Shot, featuring Ottawa Glandorf and Columbus Afrocentric. The winner of this game meets the winner of that game at 2 on Saturday afternoon, following the D4 state final at 10:45 between Minster and Ottoville. Wilson Health Sports Medicine has just brought you our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, the Schottenstein Center at The Ohio State University. It's the girls' Division III state semifinal featuring the Versailles Tigers, orange and black, hoping to join Minster in a state championship game this coming Saturday. Minster has already earned its spot, defeating in our previous coverage here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Its opponent, Waterford, 46-31. That was after Ottoville disposed of Buckeye Central, 44-28. So Minster, Ottoville, 10:45 on Saturday. If the Versailles Tigers can hang on to this advantage of five at the intermission break and win, and Versailles will meet Landorf winner in the girls' D3 state championship game at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, which underwrites this segment, our student athlete spotlight segment on Scores. Locale has been a long time underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, a founding partner that we could not have gotten off the ground without help from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Just simply could not have done it. Jeff Bray and I would not have been able to get this online service started, but Locale Equipment came through. Long-time founding partner. Thank you, Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so for 12 years now. Locale highlights student-athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. And today, we point to Versailles Tigers seniors, Cammie McElDowney, a 12th grader, Haley McElDowney, a senior, Ellen Peters, a senior, Danielle Winter, a 12th grader, Mallory Marshall, a senior. They're recognized today by Locale Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locale Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. Locale supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, Locale Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors include Locale in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Cammie McElDowney with two fouls. Caitlin McElDowney, Ellen Peters, Daniel Winter, Elizabeth Ording. Opening five that started the game on the court now as we kick off play in the third quarter. Versailles possession. Tigers up five, 24-19. Here's Scheibelhut on the arc guarding Peters. Ball thrown to Ording down low on the left.
Nice.
Spin move, left hand, got it.
Good start to the half.
Elizabeth Ording. Oh, boy. She was like a knife cutting through butter. She sliced up the interior of the Elyria defense on that play, right around Allie Winnen, and the Tigers are up seven. Abby, here's a deep right corner three by one of the Winnens, missed by Allie Winnen. Versailles with a rebound, long heave down the floor, deflected, touched out of bounds by a white shirt, or I should say a green shirt, and Versailles in white will have the ball below the rim, now up seven. Biggest lead for the Tigers. Inbounded to Ording, baseline right. On the arc to Peters. Tell you what, Chuck, if Versailles gets 50 points in this game, the Tigers win it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Foul line, McElnatty hemmed in on a weave to Caitlin. Right corner, Ording. We played him in at third quarter. Versailles up 7, 26-19. Right flank, it's Caitlin. Throw to Ording, but she's covered. Now Cammy, elbow right. Left hand dribble through the paint. A running shovel shot. A beauty! She banked it in. Might have been fouled.
Left hand.
Woo! A lefty, but Cammy, boy, she uses both equally well. That was a good-looking play. And Versailles has opened up a 9-point lead. Top of the circle, 25 feet away, Abby Winnen. Lobs to Allie in the paint area. Muscles to the rim with the left. Shot it too hard, no good. Foul, I think, on Lindsay Winner. A couple of the stripe upcoming here for Elyria. No, it was Ording from the backside on the call.
Two shots.
Allie Winnen to stroke two free throws. She's a lefty. Shot puts it up and in. Front rim, backboard, down through.
Not real pretty form, but it's nice and soft.
Versailles up 8 with numerous missed free throws in that first half.
Yeah, well, they missed 7.
Second shot, circled the rim twice and came out. And Daniel Winner latched onto the rebound. 28-20, Versailles. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Cammy McElnatty, 30 feet away. Elyria Catholic, sooner or later, will have to get Faith Williams going from behind the arc, where she's made in excess of 50 threes this year. Right wing Caitlin on top. Cammy fakes right, goes left, pulls up, 17-footer. Good again! Cammy McElnatty putting on a show. Second team All-State performer, and I tell you what, that's one team lower than it should be.
No doubt about it.
Here's a cross-court pass inside to Scheibelhut for Elyria Catholic. Tried to swivel toward the basket and was removed from her spot. Foul, Versailles. In the act of shooting or no? On the floor is the call. 5:40 left to go, third quarter. 30-20, Versailles up 10. Biggest lead for the Tigers as Cammy McElnatty has started to take over this game. Simply put, Elyria Catholic just cannot guard her quickness or either hand. She'll use both. 30 feet away, Abby Winnen takes right, goes left, right down the lane, left hand. The big girl put it on the deck and went right to the rack for 2 points, and Elyria gets a timeout. 5:22 left here in the third quarter. 30-22 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
I wonder what head coach Rothgary had up his sleeve during that timeout break there, Chuck.
Well, after a score and then calling the timeout, you know, I'm not sure what he's going to come out in. Usually it's a defensive change.
Oh, he's got to do something differently on Cammy McElnatty, that's for sure. And Cammy McElnatty gets a breather. Caitlin is on the floor at guard with Peters. Lindsay Winner, Danielle Winner, and Ording on the court now for the Tigers, who go big. Here's a baseline follow-away shot, but Daniel Winter in a cluster of players. Missed it way long. Rebound, Elyria. Stolen at midcourt by Caitlin, who steps back, shoots the three. Short off to the left. Rebound below the iron by one of the Winnens. Taken off the glass by Alley. Outlet to Schill. 8-point game for Sales. 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Faith Williams, 35 feet out for Sales. With a zone look now.
Yeah, they've gone 3-2.
Yep. Here's Schill, 30 feet from the basket, puts it on the deck. Peters crowds her.
Doesn't know where Williams is now.
Yep. All kinds of length on the floor now for Versailles, both Winners plus Ording, and they're in a zone. Here's Faith Williams, left corner, Scheibelhut. A long three is on target. It circled the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, yes. Foul. Allie Winnen got it to go, and she's at the stripe with a shot. 30-24. Versailles by six, it was 10. Versailles' lead was 30-10, or I should say 30-20, with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Free throw by Winnen up and through, and Versailles' lead has been shaved to five. Cut in half, just like that. Cammy McElnatty back on the floor for Versailles. He dribbles top of the circle, picked up by Schill. Big sequence here to this game. Final 4 minutes, third quarter. Versailles in the lead by five. Here's Daniel Winter. Looks inside for Cammy, who's trying to post up Schill. Cammy comes out to get it. Puts it on the deck. Gets a screen for Morting. Cammy through the top of the key. Steps back. Almost unleashed a three ball. Gave it to Lindsay Winter. Back to Cammy on the arc. 30 feet out. Cammy fakes right, goes left. Around the defender, Scheibelhut, who stuck out the leg.
I think that's three on Megan.
Yep. 6'2 senior Megan Scheibelhut's got a trio of fouls. Baseline left. Versailles will enter. McElnatty will look for one of the big girls on the inside, trying to find Danielle. Goes baseline left to Lindsay, who gets it into Danielle. Hook shot, 8-footer, got it! Danielle Winter with a big bank. Oh, that was enormous. What a play by Danielle. She's tossed one in with the right hand off the window and the left hand as well. Tigers get a timeout, up 7, 3:23 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Elyria Catholic with possession. Press for the Tigers. That's what head coach Jackie Stonebreaker put on. Elyria Catholic does eventually beat it. Scheibelhut's got the ball top of the circle. Dumps it down inside to Allie Winnen. Little turnaround 5-footer. Skipped off the rim. No good. Rebound Peters. 3:10 to go here in the third. Long pass. Low on the right to Danielle. Shot fake. Up strong. Foul. It's either the fourth on Scheibelhut or another one on Abby Winnen. Two free throws, Danielle Winter. It is number four on Scheibelhut. Head coach Rothgary elected to keep her on the floor with three, and right away she picked up number four. Two free throws, Danielle Winter. High arching shot is in. 33-25. Versailles back up by eight. After Elyria Catholic had whittled it to five. Second foul shot by Danielle, has made three in a row. And that one hits the front rim, the window, and kerplunk. It goes in. Four straight at the stripe by Danielle Winter. 34-25, Versailles ahead by nine. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Schill for Elyria Catholic's got the ball 25 feet away. Goes to Williams. She gets a high screen. Faith looking for the three ball, but it's not open. I think she's only lofted one or two from distance.
I don't think she shot a three. She shot one free.
Here's a ball popped up in the air by Lindsay Winter out on the arc, and she steals, flips it to Ording, to Cammy. Open look, three ball, off to the right, no good. Offensive rebound, Tigers. Ording is hacked on the wrist. She's got two. 34-25, Versailles. Elizabeth Ording toes the free throw line. Tigers finally warming up at the stripe.
Peter's not doing a lot of scoring, but I'll tell you what, she's the one guarding Williams, and she's doing an outstanding job on that young lady.
Elizabeth Ording cans the free throw, and Versailles has restored the 10-point lead. It was 30-20. Elyria Catholic cut it to 30-25. Now it's back up to 35-25. Elizabeth Ording, second free throw. She dips the knees, loops it up and in. How many straight at the stripe for Versailles?
They've now made six in a row.
Yep, that's what I thought. Biggest lead of this game, 11. 2:22 to go, third quarter. Elyria Catholic on the short end. Here is Faith Williams, 30 feet away. Guarded closely by Caitlin McElnowney. On her like a hawk. Faith starts a drive down the left side of the lane. Loops it up on the run. It's got no chance. Great defense for the Tigers, who have the unmolested rebound. Faith Williams has been boxed in so far in this game. Here's Lindsay Winter in the lane. Down low to Ording. Stabbed out of bounds by Elyria. Baseline right of the basket. Versailles will throw in. Kunk looking, peering in. Lobs below the foul line to Danielle. On the floor once. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound volleyballed. And Elyria comes away with it. Megan Allegretto, 5'8 senior, in off the bench. Got the board. Threw it down the floor in the lane area to Allie Winnen. Follow away left-hander, 10-footer, way short. Rebound Tigers. Elyria is wearing out, it would seem. Here's Daniel Winter, foul line. Puts it on the deck, around the defender. Pulls up, 10-footer, off to the left, no good. Long rebound, Caitlin. Caitlin on the arc to Kunk, who sizes up a three, off to the right. Strong rebound, Tigers. Good! Out of nowhere, Lindsay Winter. Great offensive rebound, stick back. Versailles has bolstered its lead.
The cream is coming to the top now.
38-25, a minute three left to go here in the third quarter. And Caitlin McElnowney over guards on Faith Williams 30 feet away. Yep, the Tigers darn near match Elyria in size. But as you've said so many times, Chuck, rebounding is about desire. It's about quickness off your feet. It's about anticipation.
Yep.
And Versailles has been rebounding very well since the second quarter.
That last rebound by Lindsay Winter was just outstanding. She came from the backside.
Here's a wild shot by Faith Williams now, who's trying to do too much for Elyria. It missed badly. Here's Lindsay Winter, three-pointer. It lipped the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away to Allie Winnen. Backcourt to Williams. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Versailles up 13, 38-25. Williams stops and pops a long 30-footer. Makes it.
Woo! Three.
Here's a long pass by Versailles. Down the floor to Lindsay Winter. She caught it baseline left. Hits Caitlin, a runner. Yes! Caitlin Winter. Or I should say, Caitlin McElnowney hits a winner. That's a beauty by Caitlin. 40-28 Tigers. 6 seconds left here in the third quarter. We got a foul against Versailles on a Panthers drive. Well, what a comeback by Versailles. Faith Williams nails the three. Tigers get it down the floor in a hurry. And Caitlin McElnowney, sort of a tweener for her, not a layup, not a long-range shot. She nailed the 12-footer. Yeah, 12-footer. It was dead center all the way. Big hoop. 7 seconds to go. Elyria inbounds, low on the right. Here's a leaner, up and in. Foul, count the goal. What a play by the Panthers off the bench. Kaylee Griffin, a 5'7 sophomore with 5.4 to go. Custom border over the shoulder on the make.
One shot
by Griffin. She's at the free throw line. Missed it hard. Rebound Lindsay Winter. Four to play. Here come the Tigers. Caitlin down the floor in the right corner to Peters. Batted out of bounds. Off Elyria. Third quarter finishes. Tigers 40. Elyria Catholic 30. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack along with Chuck. We are at the SHOT, the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, fourth and final quarter upcoming for Sales in the lead by 10 over Elyria Catholic, 40-30. And it looks like Versailles is going to hit that 50 mark, Chuck. We didn't think Elyria Catholic could score 50 points. It was averaging 50 per game on the year, giving up 37. Versailles has tried to run them a little bit, has been successful in doing it. Elyria Catholic with possession starting the fourth quarter. Open player, foul line extended right. Scheibel had a foul away. Bullseye, she's got it. And a Tiger player hits the floor hard. No, it's a player from Elyria Catholic who has slumped over. Allie Winnen does pop right up. We got a ball game again now. Versailles' lead has been chopped to 8 at 40-32. Here comes Cammie McElnatty storming up the floor for Versailles. Gives it up left corner to Lindsay Winter. Lindsay spin move. Goes inside to Ording on the post. Shot blocked, out of bounds. Good play by Abby Winnen. She crammed Lindsay. Tigers still control, baseline right. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. 8-point lead for Sales. Cammie McElnatty peers in. Leaping catch by Caitlin. Throws it near side to Peters. Now to Cammie between the rings. Cammie on the bounce with the left hand. Near side Peters. Peters roams to the right. Near side to Caitlin. Caitlin pulls up at the elbow, doesn't shoot. Now Cammie. She hurls up a long three. Around and out to the right. What a follow! Lindsay Winter. A big deuce. Woo! Boy, that was enormous right there. Lindsay Winter on the offensive glass has been Supergirl. Minute gone. Here's Faith Williams. Long one. 30-footer. My goodness! She made it. Oh, that was the story on her coming in. That thing went as high as it did long. That's her second near 30-footer of this game. Timeout called by the Panthers. 6:56 to go in the fourth. Versailles up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The biggest lead for the Tigers, 13 points in that third quarter. It's been sliced down to 7 with 6:56 left in this game.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Faith Williams might have the best range I've seen for a girl shooting threes.
Oh, she does. She can launch it from long distance. And it is extremely lofty, beautiful arch. And she's got great accuracy. Here's Elyria pressing in backcourt. Tigers beat it. 2-on-1. Cammie McElnatty down the floor. Bounce pass baseline left. Danielle Winter on the finish.
Boy, the Winter girls have been outstanding today.
Sure have. They're winners, that's for sure. Lindsay and Danielle, excellent afternoon. The lead for Versailles back to 9. Tigers whipped the press. Last trip down the floor. Down easy 2-on-1. But countering low on the left with a power move is Allie Winnen. Up and good. The southpaw drained it. 44-37. 6:18 to go in the fourth. Here's Lindsay Winter. Finds an open player, Cammie McElnatty. She catches outside the lane and lays it in.
Boy, nice back screen. That was a set play, and that was outstanding.
Beautifully executed by Versailles. Here's Williams. Here's Scheibelhut. Long three-pointer, barely grazed iron. Rebound kicks to Peters. He's got a player out front. Tigers are running. McElDowney, shot fake, lays it up and in for Versailles on a roll. 48-37, Versailles by 11. Illyria's in trouble.
Cammy stopped. Two players ran by her, and she laid it in.
Oh, that was nicely done. She anticipated what was going to happen. Let the taller six-footers just flow right by and had the soft little four-footer. Versailles fouls defensively as Illyria's Faith Williams with a shot fake on the arc dives into the lane, and she gets two with the Tigers up 11. Free throw, Faith Williams off to the left.
It's way too close.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, hard to believe she'd miss a free throw that badly given the way she can launch the three-point balls.
Well, you better box out the winning girl down there because, boy, does she push her way in. And not dirty. I mean, she's doing it legally, getting inside.
Second shot, but Faith was in there. 48-38. Versailles up 10. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pressure on by Illyria. Last two journeys down the floor. Versailles has delivered knockout punches, but thumping the Illyria pressure. And getting close-in looks. Here's Caitlin McElDowney over the timeline to Cammy. 5:23 to go in the fourth. Versailles up 10. Cammy on the arc, near side Peters. Left flank, Danielle Winter. Looks inside for Lindsay. Comes to Cammy. Popping out on the right, it's Peters. Cross-court, Caitlin. She's not guarded. A little crease to the rim. She's belted and knocked to the deck. Two free throws for Caitlin. Overplay this side of the floor by Illyria, leaving Caitlin open. Tigers found her on the opposite side, the bench side of the court over there. A couple of free ones for Caitlin, up and in.
Well, they know they need to know where Cammy McElDowney is, and they had two people shaded to that side of the floor.
Yep. 49-38, Versailles up 11. 5:09 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Caitlin McElDowney. That Tigers free throw curls out to the right. Rebound down to Abby Winnen. Back court to Schill. Schill against Cammy McElDowney. Four court to her right. The green-shirted Panthers have got it. Schill through the lane. Steers her way into the right corner. Ball lobbed into the post to Allie Winnen. Little turnaround, seven-footer, lot of rim. It went in. It counts. Plus one. No, it rolled out.
No, it didn't go in. At the bottom of the rim.
Did not go in. I thought I saw it coming out through the bottom. Chuck, you got better eyesight than I've got.
That should scare you.
Two foul shots here for Allie Winnen with Versailles up 11, 49-38. 49-39 as she drains the initial free throw.
She's three for four.
4:51 left here in the fourth quarter. Second shot, Allie Winnen for Illyria. Kind of shot, puts it with the left hand. It's hard, and the rebound is jerked down by Daniel Winter for Versailles. The lead is 10 for the Tigers. Baseline left with the ball is Ellen Peters, and she took a shove in the back. No, Lindsay Winter is flattened.
That's only 5 teams going to be out of bounds.
Common, Tiger ball, baseline right. Allie Winnen's got three. Scheibelhut's got four. Scoreboard does not display that it's
not one and one. They don't know what they're doing.
Was it the act of shooting? Don't believe it was.
No, it's just out of bounds. Somebody might want to explain that to the teams.
Now, Lindsay Winter had tried to dupe everybody by going to the foul line. McElDowney will inbounds baseline left for the Tigers. She looks. Trying to find somebody in the lane area. Then flips it way out back to a teammate, Lindsay Winter. But before that, head coach Jackie Stonebreaker gets a timeout. 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles 49, Illyria Catholic 39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The next minute or two, mighty critical in this game. Tigers inbound on the arc to Caitlin. Down inside to Danielle Winter. Baby hook, no good off the back rim. Rebound stabbed, out of bounds off a green shirt. Tigers retain it.
Good job by Peters to slide it on the backside and get a hand on that to get knocked out of bounds.
4.5 to go in the game. Tigers in the lead by a score of 49-39. Little give and go into the lane. Lindsay Winter, 10-footer, danced off the ring, missed it, no good. But she was tagged on the wrist, and Lindsay's got two free ones. Tigers have shot fouls much better since the early going in this game. Lindsay at the stripe, she's got two. She bends those knees and swishes it. 50-39, Versailles by 11.
Well, you got Cammie with 15, Lindsay Winter with 10, and 14 for Danielle.
And Lindsay's now got 11 as she drains both foul shots. Tigers have built a 12-point lead again, 51-39, 4:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Abby Winter, here's Allie at the foul line. Scheibelhut on the arc, baseline drive. Good dump off down inside. 7-footer, but teammate Allie Winton off the side of the glass. Tigers have got the rebound. Danielle Winter to Caitlin McElnatty. 3-on-2. Caitlin left corner veers it back out. And the Tigers will run a little clock. 4 minutes to go in the game. 51-39 Versailles. Here's Cammie on a weave. Cammie between the circles. And Ellen Peters is floored. Baseline right. She is stumped to the ground.
Scheibelhut's done. That was her fifth.
And Ellen Peters will toe the stripe for Versailles. Is it double bonus time yet, Chuck?
No, that just got him to the 1-1. That was only 7.
Free throws here by Peters could extend it all the way out to 14. That would be the biggest lead of this game. Ellen Peters aims, shoots, and scores. Well, the Tigers are scorching the nets at the free throw line now. I signaled to Scott Ward of WTGR at the halftime break, free throws, free throws, free throws. Hey, whatever Chuck, you, and Scott and I have said, Tigers must have heard us. Another free throw up and in. 14-point game, 53-49. Ellen Peters dropped home a pair. Here's Faith Williams on the arc. Dribble drive. Behind the back against Caitlin McElnatty. Wants to shoot the three. Retreats to a spot 30 feet out on the floor. Gets a screen. Doesn't let it fly. Schill does. It is short. Reagan Schill missed it. Rebound. Caromed off the rim to Cammie McElnatty. Baseline drive. The scooper. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound down to Elyria. 3:18 to go in the game. Versailles up to 14. Schill. High post, Abby Winnen. Down low on the left, power move. Left-hander, got it. Nice play, Abby Winnen poured in a couple. 3 minutes to go in the game. Tigers up a dozen. Versailles wants to make sure the clock doesn't stop when Elyria Catholic has the ball. Here's a wild shot, baseline right. The Danielle Winter, a little too much length on it. Rebound down to Faith Williams of Elyria, which trails but 12, 2:41 to go. Here's a foul, 35 feet out on the floor, committed by Caitlin, and that sends the hot shot three-point artist, Faith Williams, to the line. 1-1 for the Panthers with 2:39 to go in the game. The spread is 12.
Well, she's only made two threes, but if you lengthen them out, it was almost like six.
They were both nearly 30 feet, and I'm not exaggerating. Here's Faith Williams, big 1-1 for Elyria Catholic. It is good. 53-42, Versailles lead 11. We near the 2.5-minute mark, fourth quarter. Second shot coming by Williams on its way. Yes, again. Versailles' biggest lead, 14 in this period just a moment ago. It's now been shaved to 10, 53-43, but the way the Tigers are dropping in free throws left and right, it's going to be difficult to catch Versailles unless the white shirts turn it over. And they don't on this possession as Cammy gets it down the floor to Caitlin. Back to Cammy, 30 feet away. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side, Danielle Winter. Fakes right, goes left. Into the post to Ording. Spin move, bumping foul from the smaller defender on the backside. Stephanie Griffin picks it up. Ording with the 1-1 for the Tigers. Boy, if you can make two more 1-1 situations and get to 10 in the double bonus, you're in business.
Well, they need to keep making free throws because at 2:23, there's still time. The way they shoot, the way that young lady can shoot the three.
Oh, yes, indeed. Here's Ording, left-handed free throw shooter. Tigers, left foot in front of the right, and she pours it through. Uncanny foul shooting by Versailles.
10 for 11 in the second half. After being 2 of 9 in the first half.
Yeah, the Tigers were starved for a make in the first two quarters, and they've been feasting on free throws here in the second half. Both of them by Ording up and in. 2:21 to go in the game. Versailles up a dozen. Here's Schill dribbling down the right side of the lane. Arches up a floater from 12. No, long rebound Peters. Up ahead to Cammy McElDowney. And the Tigers will stretch out the floor. Faith Williams crowds McElDowney, who's at the stripe with the last of the one-on-one situations. 2:07 to go in the game. 55-43 Tigers. Elyria Catholic, Chuck, is going to hit their per-game average on the year of 50, but they're going to get thumped. McElDowney drains another free throw. She's pushing near the 20 mark.
She was amazing today. She was just outstanding.
Yeah, sure was. I think maybe having Roger on during the pregame, her dad, was
motivation.
Yep, stroke of luck, maybe.
Or the fact that she's just that good.
Yeah, I think that's it. I was going to say, Cammy McElDowney, a senior, was going to rise to the occasion and have a very good state tournament. Remember, last year she was ill under the weather and played through it. Both free throws on the money. And Versailles' lead is, what, 57-43?
Yep, the 14 again.
Here's a long three-point try outside the arc on the right by Abby Winnen. It is no good. It looked like Griffin might have gone over the back for Elyria to get the rebound. But Caitlin McElDowney hustles out of there with it. Up the floor to Peters. 1:41 to go. Low on the left to Danielle. Inside to Ording. Got it for two. 3-on-2 fast break by Versailles, which is pouring it on now, 59-43. A minute 28 to go in the game. Here's Williams hurling up a 32-footer around and out to the right. Rebound, Lindsay Winter, foul on Elyria. And that is going to close this one out. A minute 22 left. Elyria Catholic simply did not have the horses. Just simply did not have the thoroughbreds to stay up with the Versailles Tigers, who simply outpaced them up and down the floor, especially in the last two periods. Last two quarters did them in. Elyria Catholic is worn out. A minute 22 to go, 59-43. Lindsay Winter at the stripe. She's got two coming, double bonus time. Lindsay, big time knee bend. Swish on the foul shot. My goodness gracious, the Tigers are torrid at the charity stripe after a slow start. 60-43. 7 straight points by Versailles. This would make it 8 in a row. Free throw, high arching, up and right down through the netting. 61-43 Versailles. Mallory Marshall in for Lindsay Winter.
Getting a senior out there, which is cool.
If this Elyria Catholic team, Chuck, had given up about 36 and a half a game, And right now, with a minute 22, they've given up 25 more points than that here today to Versailles in the girls' D3 state semifinal. Cammy McEldowney out. Lindsay Winner out. Haley McEldowney on the floor. Valerie Marshall in, as Chuck said. Here's a beautiful left-handed drive, but Faith Williams up and in with the left hand. 61-45 in favor of Versailles, 16-point margin. Here's a swipe on the left side of the floor by Faith Williams. Long lead out to Griffin. Hits a teammate coming in the right. Short on the shot. Rebound out at the elbow. Dug off the floor by Versailles. Tigers scrape it off the hardwood. Good play by Haley McEldowney. Steal in backcourt by Williams. Driving, shooting, and hitting. 61-47. 40 seconds to go in the fourth. The Tigers are up 14, but salted this game away a moment ago.
Yeah, well, they've made free throws. They've got four or five baskets here in the fourth quarter to go along with all those free throws. They scored 21 points here in the fourth quarter.
How many straight free throws have been made?
They missed that one. I'm trying to remember where she shot that. They've made 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 15 out of their last 16.
Well, I don't know how many times we've said it over the last month. You win tournament games, sectional, district, regional, state, by making free throws second half, more specifically fourth quarter, and that's been the Tigers' formula here today. In addition, Versailles has simply outrun Elyria Catholic, which is not used to having to score 60 points to win a game against good competition.
No, they got their legs ran off tonight.
Yep. Much like Waterford was beaten earlier today by Minster, which simply out-benched, out-hustled Waterford in our earlier webcast here today on Scores broadcast. Here's Haley McEldowney up the floor for Versailles with 33 seconds to go, and the Tigers leading 61-47. And Haley, who is Scott McEldowney's daughter, will go to the stripe with a double bonus. On the floor right now for the Versailles Tigers to close out this game are Mallory Marshall, a senior, Elizabeth Ording, a junior, is in. Haley connects on the free throw. We've got Danielle Kunk at guard, Kelsey Custenborder in there, along with Haley at the stripe. 62-47, Haley again, in again. What is that, 17 of 18, Chuck?
Yeah.
Red hot free throw shooting by the Tigers. It's been a clinic. Here's a drive through the paint area by Elyria. Shot forced up on the run by Julia Allegretto. It hit the rim, came right back down to Mallory Marshall, who flipped it down the floor to a teammate, and the Tigers will run out the clock. 10, 9, 8, Versailles triumphant here today against Elyria Catholic. 63-47, the Versailles Tigers win it with 16, and Versailles will meet either Columbus Afrocentric or Ottawa Glandorf in the girls' Division III state title game on Saturday afternoon at 2. Well done by Versailles after a real slow start. Tigers didn't register a point for the first 3.5 minutes this afternoon, but then poured it on to drill the opposition to the tune of 63-47. The Tigers take it with 16. Cammy McEldowney is being interviewed by Spectrum Sports, OHSAA television at the moment. My fault, Chuck. This game is not televised. The state final is.
Well,
that's OHSAA radio, I believe.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. What do I know?
Cammy McEldowney being interviewed out at center court. There's no camera on her.
Yeah.
So that's a radio interview, OHSAA radio network. Cammy was splendid. There at crunch time, when it was nip and tuck, Chuck, she was perhaps the margin of difference. It was a grand team effort. Versailles with a complete game, inside out here today. The winners were marvelous. Elizabeth Ording was excellent. Cammy McElnowney really put on a show, and she's going to be greeted down there at the corner of the floor by her father and Versailles principal, Roger McElnowney, when she heads off the court after the interview out there at the top of the circle at the Versailles Tigers end of the floor. And Roger sees me over here, a big thumbs up from Roger McElnowney, and she will get a bear hug from Father Roger McElnowney in the corner of the floor. What a sight to see. Just a phenomenal, complete roster effort by the Versailles Tigers here today. A thorough beating delivered to Elyria Catholic by 16, 63-47, after in our first game, Minster knocked out Waterford going away by 15 points, 46-31.
Good day for the local team. Yep. I'll tell you, they had four young ladies in double figures. That's hard to beat. They're led by Cammy McElnowney with 17, 14 from Danielle Winter, 13 from Lindsay Winter, and I talked about Elizabeth Ording. State tournament last year, she was terrific. She put 10 in today for them, four young ladies. On the other side, they had two. They had Faith Williams, who didn't disappoint. She's pretty good. He had 18. And then Allie Winter had 13.
Winning.
There are too many winners out here. And then Abby Winning had six. So, and Clancy's, I'm putting a hurt on them this weekend, but I can't help it. Cammy McElnowney, Lindsay Winter, and Danielle Winter, and I could throw like some fries and a drink for Elizabeth Ording.
One thing for sure, it was a multiple player effort. I've said it before, stopping Versailles is like trying to plug a dike. You can't do it. You put a thumb one place, another place. The dike springs with a fountain of three-point shots, drives to the basket, rebounds, free throws, makes in the paint by Ording and the two Winter girls. And before you know it, it's an avalanche, and you are swamped. And that's what happened to Elyria Catholic here today, which is used to giving up only 36 points a game and allowed 27 more than that to Versailles here this afternoon in this girls' D3 state semifinal.
Well, they gave up 39 in the second half. So that tells you what kind of a day it was.
Yeah, used to giving up only 36 for four quarters. Versailles drilled them with a 39 in the final two quarters. Something else. Again, our Clancy's Award winners, Chuck?
Cammy McElnowney and the winner sisters, Lindsay and Danielle.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Versailles Tigers' biggest lead was 18 points with just over a minute to go. They won up to 16. Elyria was out in front very late in the first quarter, 8-4.
Right.
And then Cammy McElnowney poured in the three at the buzzer to end the first period to make it an 8-7 game after one. And then Versailles made some adjustments, got on a roll, forced Elyria Catholic to run. That's not what the Panthers wanted to do. The Tigers pushed him up and down the floor, and Versailles was able to match him on the inside before the game was over. The Tigers were doing just about whatever they wanted to do in the paint. Danielle Winter, Lindsay Winter, Elizabeth Ording were mighty strong. Elyria Catholic wound up not having the mobility inside nor the bench on the roster to compete with Versailles here this afternoon and lost by 16 points. Chuck, as you noted, Elyria Catholic gave up 39 in the second half, and as we said before the Clancy's break, they were giving up only 36 for four quarters per game on the year, allowed 39 in the final two periods here tonight.
Well, they got out-rebounded 39-24 with all that size. They got out-rebounded on the offensive boards 14-7, and there's the difference in the game.
Yeah.
It was tied at halftime bench scoring. Versailles outscored them 15-5, and that was mostly Lindsay Winter in the second half.
Yeah,
She's a starter that comes off the bench.
Indeed, no question. Speaking of Mike Wiss, head coach at Minster, saying before his game that we need to rebound like crazed dogs.
Yep.
I think the Minster Wildcats responded. The Tigers did too. They were crazed Tigers on the boards, especially the last two periods. Crazed Cats on the glass for Minster. Crazed Tigers on the glass for Versailles in game two here today.
Both of them rebounded like dogs and cats with thumbs. That's how good they were.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here with us all day, setting the stage for a doubleheader on Saturday at 10:45 in the morning. Tip-off, girls Division IV state semifinal. 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon tip-off, girls Division III state final. Did I say state semifinal?
No, it's a final.
I meant to say final if I didn't. Two state finals, 10:45 and 2 o'clock on Saturday. And we're on the web online on Scores Broadcast 15 to 20 minutes before the tip-off for each game. And we could not do all of this and bring you listeners the play-by-play in color of Versailles and Minster this weekend, and Fort Loramie against Marion Local tomorrow night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Without the support of these fine underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and the Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Chuck, a final comment, a final time today's festivities?
It couldn't have gotten any better for the local teams. I mean, both of them played just about as well as they can play.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they had obstacles. Each team had some obstacles, but boy, Minster in the first game, the number one team in the state in Waterford, coming back for their fourth straight time here, which should have given them a little bit of an advantage. Minster just took them out of the game.
Yep.
and played really well. And in this one, We were concerned about the size of Elyria Catholic, and Versailles out rebounds them by 15 in the game. So I guess we didn't have to worry that much.
So both teams, Minster and Versailles, blend very good offensive games with terrific defensive games, fine rebounding, well-rounded scoring, good support off the bench. The formula for both clubs very similar here today at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. And Minster will play on Saturday morning, state championship game. The opponent, Ottoville, tip-off 10:45. We're on the web online at 10:30. Minster beat Ottoville in the season by a point at Minster.
That was Ottoville's only loss. Is that true or no?
Ottoville's lost two.
Oh, they lost another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost to Finley Liberty Benton.
That's right.
Four points.
Yep, saw that.
Final regular season game. But Courtney Pringer with a great close to that regular season game, enabling Minster to nip Ottoville in a game at Minster. Ottoville had beaten Minster in similar fashion a year ago at Ottoville. So it'll be a great contest. They play in the regular season each year. They'll meet in the tournament this season in Girls Division IV State Championship on Saturday. Tip-off time, 10:45, as I said. We're online at 10:30. And then in our second game at 2, webcast time, 1:45, it is Versailles in the Girls Division III State Championship game against the winner of this game upcoming, which we will not cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ottawa Glandorf against Columbus Afrocentric, two very potent teams. Afrocentric's been running clubs unmercifully off the floor all year long, game after game, but 40, 50, and 60 points.
It's holding teams under 10 points. Tells me that they probably tend to press the entire game.
Yeah.
We'll just see how they do tonight.
So we've got a great doubleheader for you on Saturday. Hope you're listening then. If you can't make it to the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University and you're not near a television, join us on the web, online, free of charge, on scoresbroadcast.com. Overnight, Friday evening, Saturday morning weather could be dicey. Some freezing rain, maybe ice. So join us. We'll have the action for you. One way or the other, we'll get here. We'll start really early before dawn if we have to make it on time. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer reminding you, final scores once again from here at the Shot at The Ohio State University. Minster 46, Waterford 31, and Versailles 63, Elyria Catholic 47.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.